Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, June the 12th, 164th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon is the Executive Director of the Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau, Mr. Tony Smithers.
Hello, Brian. So good to see you.
Ah, the spotlight isn't blinding you today. Green glass thingy. Very sporty looking.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Contrasts nicely.
It was given to me at the California Travel Summit last week.
Oh, I see. So I should be reading the graffiti on the side.
Yes.
You never know where they come from, and sometimes you never not want to either. This afternoon, we got a full plate of things to talk about. We'll touch base on what Tony was just talking about with the Travel Summit. We've also got opportunity to talk about the five coastal counties, this part of the state, some of the things that they may be doing in joint or at least commiserating together. We'll spend a little bit of time also talking about the big... Aaron, get ready on the kill button there. I almost said something. You notice how I checked off there. The big old cruise ship coming into the bay at the end of the month, the one with all... Well, it's the floating condo.
Yes.
I guess is the simplest way. Lots of folks that we would like to have here on a weekly basis will be here at the end of the month, so we'll talk about that and also the general stuff going on with tourism season. Tony's got his special district that's in place, so there's a number of things to catch up on, and we'll do it when we come back.
I'm Jim Mongi, principal of St. Mary's Catholic School and Preschool. Our preschool program is designed to teach and model basic educational and social skills that children will need for success in kindergarten. Students learn about numbers, shapes, and colors. They begin pre-reading and writing. They develop problem-solving and sharing skills. They learn that school is fun. St. Mary's Preschool provides the foundation for a lifetime of learning. Give us a call today at 822-3877, license number 125-401-910.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 314. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers, but before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from B.C. Forbes. I don't think he had anything to do with the magazine, but you never know. Quote, golf without bunkers and hazards would be tame and monotonous. So would life.
Are you a bunker or a hazard?
I don't know about you guys. I could handle just lying in the fairway for the next, 2-3 years. So it sounds to me as if you've been out on the road running around a little bit.
Have indeed. Last week we did the California Travel Summit, and then the weekend right before that was the Sunset Celebration weekend. So that's
which
kept
means
us
what?
Busy. That means
you celebrate the sunset.
Well, did Sunset Magazine come to life? And this year they had over 20,000 people come out, and so it was just a zoo the whole weekend.
What feedback did you get from those two events?
From the first event.
Well,
the Sunset Celebration was that, yes, people are still keenly interested in the Redwoods, and in Humboldt County they recognize us as a great place to visit. They just need to be reminded and invited.
Enough to come here?
Absolutely, because they're really tired of other places that they've been going to.
So why do they need to have the invitation then, Tony? Why aren't they doing it anyway?
Well, it's marketing 101. You have to become one of the selected set of possible choices. They're going to make that selection and that set based on their interests. Do they want a natural destination? Do they want something for kids? You know, et cetera, et cetera. So once you get on the short list, then you have to put your head and shoulders above your competitors. And asking someone to do that directly seems to be pretty much the best way of going. You know, people will come if they're invited. That's where business goes.
So if you're looking at this event, I would think everybody is pretty much pre-screened or pre-filtered themselves to say, yeah.
It's $18 just to get into the show. So they have the income.
Why don't
the
we
income
host one of those up here?
Because
sounds like a profit center to me. I don't know.
Well, from my point of view, we'd be preaching to the choir. People are here because they want to live here. So go to where the fish are biting.
Yeah, okay. Well, the message might change slightly. But, you know, maybe there is a little bit of logic to that. I remember that there was an attempt to do some kiosks in Old Town for tourists that may or may not be staying the night, staying in a hotel mm-hmm. with trained staff that knows what's going on to try to hook them for another night. Did those just kind of go by the wayside a couple years ago, the effort?
No, the effort's still there, and that's really where the chambers of commerce step in, and they all do a really good job of telling people what there is to do and why they should stay longer.
But what are their hours?
Their hours are generally business hours during and some weekend hours.
And when do most tourists come into a town?
In the evening.
Thank you very much. Do we have a gavel? Can I? No, we don't. Okay, I can't do that.
But we're working on that.
But that, I mean, that's the same general thought process, I think, that a lot of the old town merchants, and not just old town, but a lot in the tourist districts, embrace. Is that, yeah, we're there for you. 10 to 5.
Well, you're illustrating the classic chicken and egg situation. You know, there has to be.
No, let's just call it the 30-year frustration of tourist-related business and retail business in Humboldt County.
Right.
I see
my job as helping to build that critical mass so that those issues will take care of themselves.
But isn't it also to manage the expectations of the tourist so that they're realistic?
We do point people towards those places that we know they're going to find open and ready for business.
Restaurants and bars.
Restaurants and bars.
Okay. I said that you had the two events and they were kind of related. The state tourism, granted, it's not the same kind of venue at all, but it is also one where you can reach out to people who are in your field.
Right.
And I would think, as the edumacated in the crowd, that your questions to them, when was the last time you came? It's not an ignorance factor. What would they say?
I think they probably would say much the same as any general traveler would say, which is 3 or 4 years ago, or when I was a kid, or when the kids were young, or some lame-ass excuse.
Yeah, so there you are, and you're both in the same general setting, and I'm wondering why they aren't. I would think, if I'm there, I'm looking at all these things. Boy, look at all these places I have to go see in the next 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. Doesn't necessarily play out that way, even at the state conventions and conferences.
No, and it highlights really the fact that as fun as this job is, it's not a slam dunk. We have to do some real selling.
It's 3:19.
Hi, this is Eric from Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai. You know, I think a lot of people forget that we have a great selection of used cars available. We might not have the inventory that some of the larger dealerships do, but I know our quality used cars stack up against anybody else's in the county. Plus the fact, if we don't have something on our lot, come on in, see us, and we can probably find it for you. We have a quality selection of some very nice used cars, what most people were looking for. But again, if we don't have it on our lot, we can probably find it for you at Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai.
Hi, my name is Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, and I invite you to come down. We're open from 8:30 in the morning till 6 o'clock at night for your shopping convenience. Closed Sundays to be with family. And as my dad used to say, don't bring much money, you won't need it. That's Northwood Hyundai, 7th and D, Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times for 3:25. I think that's the first time in a live show I've done that, huh?
Okay.
Well,
you've just taken an hour from my life. Thank you very much.
Whoosh. Was it good? No. Okay, I'll give it back.
Okay.
There you go. The state tourism gathering, and I hate to say conference, seminar, any of those types of things.
Because, it was.
Well, yeah, but people have different connotations associated with those.
Right, but it was schmoozing, education, you know, workshops, the
gathering.
The whole thing, of
folks. Was there a general sense that you had there of overall condition, economic sector, dollar and cents, up, down, sideways, left, right, trends, I mean, that kind of stuff?
This was one of the most positive and exciting of the travel summits that I've been to in years. Firstly, because, yes, the economic indicators for the travel and lodging sector are quite positive. You know, the industry has made up for anything they lost during the recession. And they are now in positive numbers again. And the outlook for the year is modest growth.
And this is state.
This is statewide. But other things that are happening in the sort of the meta view, the 30,000 foot view, is that after decades of fighting for this, the United States as a nation finally has an organized and funded tourism marketing effort going on, and it's called Brand USA.
Who's funding it?
Department of Commerce. And their current budget is, I think, $200 million. It's not huge. I mean, Las Vegas spends more. But it's a start, and they leverage it very well with the buy-ins and the cooperative arrangements with all the other destinations and players and brands within the United States. The coolest thing in the mind...
So is it like a matching fund? Yes. The state decided it would put dollars into tourism marketing instead of somewhere else that could go leverage that off and maybe get twice the splash?
Exactly. Okay. And that's a really good sense because, you know, their mission is our mission, which is to talk to international visitors and have them come to the U.S. That's where the California Tourism Office puts a lot of its $50 million is that international. So that's really exciting. And one thing that I saw right away, if you look at their new brand video, which people should look at it. Go to YouTube and look for Brand USA, Land of Dreams is the name of the song, which they had June Cash write, and the video makes you very proud to be an American.
No, that's a different song, but we can't sing that one.
Anyway, one of the images which stuck with me from the video is the fact that redwoods are there. I mean, the redwoods are a international icon. Certainly, they're one of the must-see attractions in the U.S.
So if there's all this marketing pop that's going on, and the state is robust, too strong a word?
Maybe that's a little, okay. Not quite yet.
Healthy,
yes.
In the tourism sector, the fact that Humboldt County lost the airline, and we have such limited access here, are we going to be able to participate in California's near robustness for tourism? Or is the tourist to our part of the world a different breed of cat?
We definitely have a place at the table, and we are able to participate. The state tourism marketing, which is primarily national marketing, and some of it international.
But most of it's domestic.
Most of it's domestic. So a lot of it is drive market, Western U.S. We still capture that. And then a lot of the national and nearly all the international is a fly drive market. So they're flying into San Francisco or Portland or Los Angeles as a gateway. They're renting a car, and then they're spending 2 to 3 weeks exploring this part of the world.
That's got to be international.
Yes.
I mean, 2 to 3 weeks.
Yes,
vacation.
That's...
Yeah,
it's... And that's...
Yeah, I know.
So they'll use half their vacation time and come to the U.S.
Yeah.
So we have an absolute opportunity to be part of that 2 or 3 weeks. That's why we partner with the North Coast Tourism Council and with the Shasta Cascade Wonderland Association to provide an itinerary that is a attractive way to spend some of that time.
So anybody southbound into California...
Or they can do a loop
from
San Francisco. They can do a loop up the 101 and down the 5, and that's what we sell as well.
You realize when you say that, you're clearly identifying yourself as not of Humboldt County. The 101?
Uh-oh. The Redwood Highway?
Okay, now you're an old local, yeah.
Okay.
It's just 101, yeah.
The other great thing about Brand USA is that they are having some effect on State Department. For instance...
TSA?
Yes. TSA, back off, be more friendly and customer-oriented. And then also things like visa waiver. Now, Brazil, for instance, is about to become a visa waiver country. So, and you know, that's got one of the hugest growing middle classes in the world. So the opportunity is huge.
So many interesting cheap comments I can make right now. But you know what?
You're going to wax poetic?
No, I think we're going to spill about another 5 or 6 seconds here and go to break.
Very good. Thank you.
Save the license at all costs. KYS. Who's in information time? It's 3:30. We'll be back with more from Tony Spillers.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. We think of the Coast Guard as being gallant lifesavers, and they are. However, there's another side of the Coast Guard, faceless bureaucrats far away. 3 years ago, one wrote to the Humboldt County Fair Association to say they wanted back the Mendocino Lighthouse lens that's been atop the county fair's main entrance for 63 years. The fair offered to build a new building for the lens. A citizen group, Save Our Lens, began to raise money. Then the Ferndale Museum offered to give the lens a new home. Most letters to the Coast Guard have gone unanswered. 2 weeks ago, though, in an undated letter, the Coast Guard warned Ferndale it would soon send a Lempus to begin removing the lens. They didn't say when he'd arrive or give his name, but we think it's Grinch. In Rome 2,000 years ago, the famous orator Cicero spoke of the arrogance of officialdom. If he were here today, he'd put those Coast Guard bureaucrats in that category. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and places that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS. News and Information Times, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers. Tony, in the opening, you indicated that the North Coast Tourism Council or the coastal counties getting together, that you guys powwow every once in a while.
Yes.
Is there a common thread between the counties? I mean, if you think of Sonoma County, typically, it has to do with grapes.
Grapes and spas, yeah.
Yeah, okay, I guess a little bit of the spa. But, I mean, you know, nationally, you know, Sonoma County, Napa County, okay. Marin County, rich attitude from the Bay Area.
Right, Golden Gate Bridge there, you know.
Yeah, Mendocino County, I'd take your pick, depends on what TV cable channel you watch. What you're thinking. We've got trees, Delaware County's got trees, and we both have beaches. And that's kind of the quick stereotype, I think, that most of the area has, or most of the country has, other than... You mean it's 6 hours? Okay, fine. So when you guys get together and you're trying either to put together a unified message or a cohesive marketing, complementary marketing plan, is that taken into consideration? Is that part of it? You know, kind of a pass along as they go up the state? Or
absolutely.
Pass through as they go down?
Absolutely. Now, the reason for this partnership, and we've been doing this for 5 years now, is to do something together that it's very difficult for us to do individually, except for Sonoma. And that is to really reach out to the international markets and to present the entire North Coast as a desirable destination for the international traveler. We focus on specific markets, those which we know have an affinity for what we have to offer. So we have been putting a lot of effort into Germany, into the UK, and then most recently into Australia and New Zealand, both for reasons of demographics and travel patterns. And, you know, for instance, the Germans love our national park system. They love Redwood National Park and Lassen. And so, you know, it's really not a hard sell there. Also, because these markets are still a little more traditional, you know, the travel agent and the tour operator in the U.S. is almost a thing of the past. But in these countries, those kinds of companies are still integral to distribution of travel products. So it gives us a cast of characters to work with. We know who we have to talk to get into the certain, you know, there's only like 5 big tour companies in Germany. If we can get into 3 of their catalogs, we're doing pretty well, and we are.
Well, and I would think you don't have to be the main message, depending on the niche. It
right.
might be the wines, and then the trees can draft off the vines.
Right, and what happens is that...
Or vice versa.
You know, what happens is you find that the first visit of the international traveler, they want to see the gateway city, San Francisco, Los Angeles. They want to do the big, iconic things like, you know, Disneyland, et cetera. But then on the second and then the third visit, that we find we're very successful in encouraging them to dig a little deeper into California, and they love the idea of rural California, of the lifestyle we have, because it's so different from what they have. And as the state tourism office puts it, you know, come for a little while and be a Californian. That's played very well.
The instability of the euro, is that impacting anything? Do you get feedback about that? Does the group, do you guys feel when there's talk about having to bail out Spain, bail out Greece, that the European Union might not be intact? Mm. Do you feel that at all?
Well, we saw it during the depths of the recession. You know, there was a dip in international arrivals. In fact, since 9/11, we've been fighting to get back to previous levels, and we're just about there now. The countries that we're getting visitors from are the stronger ones in the European Union, or they're not the ones who are not fully in the union, like UK. So we're not getting a lot of Greeks or Spaniards or Italians, but we are getting a lot of French, you know, because France has got a very strong economy still. And then, you know, Germany and UK and then Scandinavia, Netherlands, you know, those are all sending a lot of folks over here.
And they're responding to the same primary message?
Yes.
So it's not a break in the marketing bridge. It's a slight focus change.
That's a good way of putting it. You know, see the California you've seen on TV and in the movies. the bikini
without
beaches,
the bazookas and the guns and the yeah. blow up explosions. Yeah, okay.
Go do all that stuff, but then enjoy the real California lifestyle, which is a lot of outdoors and a lot of food and wine. You know, those are the bipod of rural California marketing is food and wine and then outdoors.
The natural, almost.
Yeah, exactly.
KINS, News and Information Times, 341. We'll be back with more from Tony Smithers.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
Hi, this is Craig Brown, Dean of Students and Campus Ministry at St. Bernard's Catholic School. We're praying in these days how we can create an even more definite presence of Christ in the world around us. We pray we all have an opportunity to stop the rush of this time of year to give profound thanks for the many blessings our Lord has showered on us.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
KINS, News and Information Times, 344. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers from the Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau. Tony, you got the big old ship coming to town. The big old ship with $1 million condos.
The world residents, and some of them are more than that.
Yeah. What should anybody expect? I mean, other than the gawking and the curiosity, are they going to be here this time to be able to kind of go out and sense and feel and touch what our community is?
Well, that's being worked on, and they are going to have that opportunity, even though the ship is going to be here for something like 30 hours, no more than that.
So we really are a quick gas and go kind of a convenient stop.
But in that time, some folks are going to get out to the Redwoods for a guided tour, and a lot of other optional activities are being offered to them to take advantage of.
Excursion here, excursion there.
Exactly. Now, we're only talking possibly 200 people. There's only 165 units on board the ship. And these are condos. And not everyone is occupied all the time because the owner is going to catch it up next time, next port of call or whatever.
Or when the helicopter's flying. Yeah. So what are your expectations from this?
That...
Any?
That, A, I think the most valuable thing is that we, the local community and all the different players, get some practice at doing this for cruise ships. That's probably the most valuable thing because it's been a long time since we've had a cruise ship. And B is that these are international folks. They do have some interaction with the cruise industry in general. So if we do a good job, the word will get out. And we definitely want to put our best foot forward and roll the carpet out for them.
Are you concerned with some of the walking wildlife that's around right now, that might taint their experience?
Well, hopefully we can keep them so busy they'll never notice. And
100 miles an hour through downtown Eureka.
Yeah.
Okay. Does that have an impact on tourism? Whether the cruise industry, obviously the boat's coming here or the ship is here anyway. Are you starting to get some feedback either directly or through some of the members?
Well, not this year, but in past years, yes, no question. You know, there's from the parents who go to Arcata when they're checking the school out and they say, no way is my kid going to this school, to folks who've been panhandled aggressively, or just seeing what we take for granted, street people, whether or not they're homeless, who knows. Some folks, they have it where they live. Doesn't mean they want to see it where they travel.
Last thing, you were talking about the near robust nature of the economic picture of the tourism or the travel and tourism industry. What percentage of that is subject to the whims of the state budget now? I mean, certainly everybody is looking at cuts,
right.
Whether the machete cuts or X-Acto knife cuts. There's going to be a lot of cuts coming down, hopefully, out of the state. Is tourism at risk? Should we be concerned if tourism is at risk?
Well, you should be, always. At the state level, the California, or Visit California, which is the state destination marketing organization, gets most of its funding from a tourism assessment on the rental car industry. So something like $42 million comes from that. The other $8 or $9 does come from the state of California's budget, from the Department of Commerce, and that is always in jeopardy. So the thing is, until several years ago, the $8 or $9 million was all they had. So now it's a much bigger organization. They do a lot more now. But as you've noted, it always rolls downhill to counties and cities. And, you know, the county of Humboldt, city of Eureka, they invest heavily in tourism promotion through my organization. So far, so good, but, you know, we haven't heard everything coming from the state. You know, luckily, in Eureka, we got Measure O, which is sort of maintains the general fund.
Now, you helped to coordinate a special self-taxing district, I guess.
Right, self-assessment.
How did that play out, and what are you expecting in this budget cycle off of that?
It'll start slow because business that has already been reserved or contracted before the start of the district isn't subject to the assessment. That's only fair. But in the first year, we might get something like $500,000. And then in the next 4 years after that, we're looking at about $1 million a year.
Now, I can hear former board members when I was on the board whooping it up on that. Is it silly, stupid money for the Bureau to have that kind of cash flow, or is there a balance there?
There's always a balance. First of all, there's no guarantee that the Bureau will get the money because we have to satisfy the Humboldt Lodging Alliance that we have great plans and great ideas that'll be effective ways of spending that money to put heads in beds.
Thanks for coming by.
My pleasure.
Hope you're just as active next month.
Thank you.
We've been Talking Shop with Tony Smithers. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.